This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 596, Invaluable Sample Part 2 Answer About Valuable Objects.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn great tips for fluently building your speaking part two response, as well as hear a sample answer about this difficult topic of describing objects. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is a solo episode. I am here, your host, Jessica Beck. Lindsay is super busy right now, but of course, she misses you guys, and she wished that she could be here. She's going to a podcast conference, and then she's doing the Urban Adventures program in New York. That is the program for the All Ears English side, guys, and it is amazing. But anyway, I thought I would bring you a sample part two answer today. But first, I want to talk a little bit about bringing together some of our advice we've given recently on speaking part two and how I want to show you this today with the card that I've chosen and the part two answer. So we talked about how to expand your answers, right? We've discussed strategies like the before, during, after, how to give context to your part two answers, because for a lot of cards, you guys, you cannot talk about just that one thing for 2 minutes, right? Like today, I'm doing describing an object card, right? And that is really hard to do for 2 minutes. So guys, it's not going off topic by simply providing context, right? Okay. And let me tell you the card that I've chosen today. All right. So it's from the British Council site. So you know it is definitely possible. It is describe an object you own, which is valuable. Okay. Now this would be hard to do, right? For a whole 2 minutes, and you can use the bullet points to help you, but you don't have to use the bullet points. So remember that the examiner doesn't care if you talk about those bullet points or not. All right. But you can use them to help you get started brainstorming. So the bullet points are where you got it from, how long you've had it, what you use it for, and then underneath, explain why it is important to you. I'll put this question and notes about my answer. I'll put all of this in the blog post for this episode, guys. So definitely come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 596. All right. So definitely come back there. I'll take notes on the vocabulary I use and how I transition from idea to idea. Because guys, if you want, and I know you do, a high fluency and coherence score, you cannot only depend on the bullet points. One, it's probably not going to be enough to fill 2 minutes if you only think about and talk about those bullet points. And two, if you're simply jumping from point to point, from bullet point to bullet point in your answer, it's not going to sound coherent. It won't sound organized. So again, especially try and pay attention to how I transition from idea to idea to attempt at least to make my answer sound fully fluent and coherent. Okay. So again, the topic is describe something you own, which is very important to you. Okay. Let me get out my timer. And because I have to time myself because my problem is not filling the 2 minutes. My problem is going beyond the 2 minutes. So I really got to pay attention to the time. So guys, when you take your exam, you don't worry about time. You simply keep talking until the examiner stops you. The examiner keeps track of that time. She or he will not let you talk past 2 minutes, okay? They're going to stop you at 2 minutes. They got it in under control, so don't worry about that. But you have to fill that 2 minutes, guys, until the examiner stops you, or else you cannot get a 7 for fluency and coherence, okay? So just keep talking. The examiner will tell you when to stop. Hello, wonderful IELTS students. Are you wondering what else the examiner needs to hear from you on your speaking exam to really ensure that 7 or higher? We have all the information, tips and tricks, strategies, and practice in the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and become a 3 Keys student today. So now it's my turn to answer this question. Okay, and go. You know, this topic is kind of funny for me personally because I've not traditionally put a lot of stock into material items. You know, like I love my car. I have a nice car. It's great. It's sturdy and reliable. But it's not something that's like I'm super proud of and I want to talk about all the time. So something valuable which I own would be something I recently bought, actually. It is a huge bulk coffee bag. You know, those coffee bags that are made of like brown hemp rope. They're very rough in texture. And they're quite large. It's definitely a bulk item that only restaurants or cafes or coffee shops would have access to because no single person would buy that much coffee at one time. So I bought this at an adorable cafe in the tiny town of Carson, Washington. And the reason why it is important to me, it's not just how it looks. It's because of the experience I was just finishing when I purchased this. James and I had been camping and I needed to charge my phone. So we were at this cafe so I could charge my phone and we were playing Uno, our favorite card game. And there was artwork all over the walls of this coffee shop and these beautiful coffee bags. Now, I have always found these products gorgeous. I can't tell you why, but there are a lot of other products manufactured from these coffee bags, like using recycled material, like handbags and wallets and such. But I've always thought these enormous coffee bags with this like soft brown color and this rough texture were just amazing things to look at and pieces of art in and of itself. Okay, well, that's 2 minutes. So I didn't actually get to describe everything I wanted to. I did describe the object itself, where I got it, some context around that. But I honestly had so much more to say. I could have spoken for like 5 minutes just about that topic. I'm just going to give you some more context because it's so interesting. And this, guys, this context brainstorm, this will just show you what else you can do to flesh out an answer like this, okay? Because it is hard. Describing an object for 2 minutes it's difficult. So, okay. The reason why we were there, as I said, was to charge my phone because James and I had been camping at this gorgeous, gorgeous campsite called Beaver Creek Campground in Southern Washington. And it was not what we were expecting. The website for the campground said that there were electrical plugs at each campsite as well as showers. Yeah, there were neither. There were neither electrical outlets or showers anywhere on the campground. So my phone was dead. We'd been there a few days. And although we had been swimming in the creek, we were still pretty dirty. We'd been hiking and camping a bunch. And to be honest, I'm terrible with directions and I rely on the map on my phone. So I didn't know how to drive back to Portland. So I needed to charge my phone so we could get directions. Anyway, that is some more of that context. Now, guys, it would be fantastic if you practice this answer yourself. Okay. Again, the question is describe something important. Describe something you own, which is very important to you. So this is sort of an out-of-the-box answer to this question. And the reason why I presented it was because, I mean, total honesty, that was really the first thing that came to mind because that was just the last thing I bought. And I think it's super cool. And although it may not be invaluable to me, it nonetheless still is very important because it reminds me of a very special experience that I had with my son. And I think if you can connect the object to an experience, that is key, right? That is describing context that really matters, that you can be expressive about, because pronunciation is still important, right, guys? So again, definitely come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will put notes about some of the vocab and the transitions that I used in my answer. And I will also link back to some very useful episodes we've done about context and speaking part two. So definitely come back, guys. This is episode 596. All right, guys, just to remind you, we are having an amazing, amazing webinar coming up August 14th and 15th. Go to allearsenglish.com/time. Sign up now, guys, as soon as you finish listening to this episode. Spots are filling up super fast. We're going to give you time-saving tips for every section of the IELTS exam, for the exam itself, as well as your preparation. So you don't have to waste any more time. Go to allearsenglish.com/time, T-I-M-E. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day and you have a wonderful rest of the week. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.